Is it true? Men are still trapped alive inside the Arizona?
We can hear tapping from inside the hull. We're doing everything we can to get to them, but they're 40 feet below water.
We've been trained to think that we're invincible. And now our proudest ship has been destroyed by an enemy we considered inferior. We're on the ropes, gentlemen. That's exactly why we have to strike back now.
We're preparing an attack against the Marshall and Gilbert Islands, sir, to keep
I'm talking about hitting the heart of Japan the way they have hit us.
Mr. President, Pearl Harbor caught us unawares because we didn't face facts. This isn't a time for ignoring them again. The Army Air Corps has long-range bombers, but no place to launch them. Midway is too far, and Russia won't allow us to launch a raid from there.
Admiral?
Navy's planes are small. They carry light loads and have a short range. We'd have to get them within a few hundred miles of Japan and therefore risk our carriers. And if we lose our carriers, we'll have no shield against invasion.
Does anyone in this room think that victory is possible without facing danger? We are at war. Of course there's a risk.
But consider the risk, Mr. President. If the Japanese invade us right now, they would penetrate as far as Chicago before we could stop them.
Gentlemen, most of you did not know me when I had the use of my legs. I was strong and proud and arrogant. Now I wonder every hour of my life why God put me into this chair. But when I see defeat in the eyes of my countrymen, in your eyes right now, I start to think that maybe he brought me down for times like these when we all need to be reminded who we truly are, that we will not give up or give in.
Mr. President, with all respect, sir, what you're asking can't be done.
Get back, George. Get back. Do not tell me. It can't be done.
Japan continues its military conquest throughout the Pacific. But back home, millions of American workers band together, bringing factories to life to avenge Pearl Harbor.
Mr. President, I think we have an idea about how to bomb the Japanese.
Sir, it's risky, but it's bold.
Who are you?
Aye, sir. Captain Lowe, Mr. President.
He's a submariner. He came up with this idea, sir.
I like subcommanders. They don't have time for bullshit, and neither do I. Fire away, gentlemen.
And where is God in all this? Our enemies believe that a divine wind protects them. But we see our friends laid out here before us.
Hey, Cap.
Ray McCauley, Daniel Walker.
Right.
You're both going stateside. Fly out in 2 hours.
What for, sir?
Ask Colonel Doolittle.
Yes, sir.
Orders.
What kind of orders?
Top secret kind?
Dangerous kind. I can't find Danny.
Is that why you're here? Looking for Danny? Bobby's saying about his squadron. We've been assigned to Doolittle.
I wasn't looking for Danny. I couldn't have you go away without you understanding something.
Yeah, well, you don't have to explain anything to me.
I do, because you're acting like I didn't love you.
Evelyn, loving you kept me alive.
Should have died over there. When I was in that water, I made a deal with God. I told him I was sorry. I told him I knew I'd been a fool for leaving you, trying to go over there and be a hero. And I promised I'd never ask for anything again. If I could just see you one more time. And you know what? It was worth it. You kept me alive, Evelyn. You brought me home. So I'm going to stand by my end of the deal. I'm going to walk away. And I won't ask you for anything. But I just want to know why. Just tell me that, will you please? Just tell me why.
Rafe, I'm hurt. Until the day you turned up alive. And then all this happened. I haven't told Danny. I don't want him to know. All he needs to think about is how to do this mission and get back alive. Rafe, all I ever wanted was for us to have a home, grow old together. But life never asked me what I Now, I'm going to give Danny my whole heart. But I don't think I'll ever look at another sunset without thinking of you. I'll love you my whole life. Here waiting for you when you come back.
Follow me.
Colonel.
Congratulations on your promotion, sir.
I heard what you did.
We can explain that, sir.
Explain what?
Whatever it is you heard about us, sir.
You mean the hula shirts you were flying in? Or the seven planes you shot down? You're both being awarded the Silver Star and promoted to captain.
Is that the good news, sir, or...
You're just about the only pilots in the Army with combat experience. I need you for a mission I've been ordered to put together. You know what top secret is?
Yes, sir. It's the kind of mission where you get medals. But they send them to your relatives.
Top secret means you train for something never done before in aviation history. And you go without knowing where you're going. You do it on that basis or not at all?
I'll go, sir. I'll go too, sir.
By the way, Macaulay, the Brit sent this over. It's your personal effects.
Thanks, sir.
There's only one more thing I can tell you. Leave your goddamn hula shirts at home.
Dear Rafe, it's so strange to be this far from you. But you should know this. Every night I...
All over for it. Danny, this ain't no time to leave things unsaid. We gotta face facts here. Fact is, we just both love the same one. You know, she's the first girl I ever felt this way about, Ray. Couldn't help what happened any more than you could.
This is different, though, Danny.
Evelyn already lost a man she loved once. I just don't want to see that happen to her again.
Guys like us got no choice. This is war. She knows that.
Danny, don't do this. Don't go on this mission. You got nothing to prove.
You've been trying to protect me since we were kids.
Yeah, well, you do tend to need it from time to time.
The mission I'm asking you to volunteer for is exceptionally dangerous. Take a look at the man beside you. It's a good bet that in the next 6 weeks, you or he will be dead. Everyone brave enough to accept this, step forward. Your grandmother could take a B-25 off on a mile-long runway. Well, I'm going to train you to do it in 467 feet. Because at 468 feet, you're dead. And once you get it up, you're going to learn to fly it like a fighter. 30 feet off the ground. I want you to say hello to Lieutenant Jack Richards, Navy Aviation. He's going to help us lighten these fat ladies here.
Dump that out, Dan. See that bomb side? Get rid of it.
Colonel, he's crazy.
Lady's fat.
Listen to him.
It's a fat lady. We want a skinny lady.
Max power.
Past that line.
Maybe this mission's a bad idea.
No, they're too heavy. We gotta get drastic with these planes.
This armored plating's gotta go. I'm sure. Now lose it like the skirt, son.
Release brakes!
Come on, go on, go on, go on!
now I can tell you that we're going to Tokyo. And we're going to bomb it. That comes as a special request directly from President Roosevelt. The Navy's going to sneak us about 400 miles off the Japanese coast and we'll launch from the carrier there.
Has that ever even been done before? Taking Army bombers off of Navy carriers?
No.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Well, sir, is it even possible to land a B-25 on an aircraft carrier deck?
That won't matter. As soon as we're airborne, the carrier will head straight back for Hawaii.
But if the carrier's head home, where do we land?
I have a phrase I want you to memorize. War shore yiga me goren. It means I am an American. In Chinese.
Ain't gonna be any easier. That's 3 feet short in our practice runway below.
Fellas?
Sir.
Sir.
Secretary of the Navy gave me these.
What are they?
Friendship medals the Japanese gave us when they were pretending they wanted peace.
What do you want you to do with them, sir?
We're going to wire them to the bombs and give them back. So what's going on?
Well, sir, we only have 16 planes.
So?
What? Japs hit us, they had more than 300. I mean, how much difference are we really going to make?
It's not that we're afraid, sir. It's just that we might die doing this. We won't know what it's for.
You know, at Pearl, they hit us with a sledgehammer. This raid, even if we make it through, it'll only be a pinprick. But it'll be straight through their hearts. Victory belongs to those that believe in it the most. Believe in it the longest.
We're gonna believe.
We're gonna make America believe, too.
No, no! Need a minute!
Excuse me, Major Jackson.
Yes.
Do you remember me?
Oh, sure I do. I'm sorry. I've been meaning to thank you.
Well, maybe you can. When the news starts coming in about those boys in the Doolittle outfit, I want to be in the command post.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. How the hell do you know about this mission, Lieutenant?
Let's call it an inadvertent disclosure.
You mean some flyboy you're dating shot his mouth off?
Actually, it's about two pilots. I know they're going into great danger. I just want to be there when the news comes in to tell us if they've lived or died.
Most officers would have thrown you in the brig.
Most nurses would have gone on to someone else instead of keeping their fingers plugged in your artery.
I can't promise you anything.
Hey, Red, you think they just picked us to do this because we're young and dumb?
Come on, Goose, we're the tip of the sword.
All right, in honor of our trip to Japan, I got us some, Victory cigars! Yeah, victory cigars! There you go. Keep that in your inside pocket next to your heart.
You know, Jack, we may lose this battle, but we're going to win this war. You know how I know?
No.
Them. Because they're rare. And at times like these, you see them stepping forward. There's nothing stronger than the heart of a volunteer, Jack. My friends in the War Department don't want me to lead this raid because they say I'm too valuable. They don't want me up in the air flying with the men that I've chosen, that I've chewed out, cussed out, pushed to the limit, and that I've come to respect. They want me to stand on the flight deck and wave you off. Well, I don't see it that way. So I'm going with you.
We
take off tomorrow afternoon. Drop our fire and head for China. Our mission is to hit military targets, aircraft, and tank factories.
Colonel, you've given us the homing beacons, but you've also told us that China is overrun with Japanese troops. What do we do if the beacons are switched off?
You bring her down any way you can and do your best to avoid capture.
What do we do if our planes are damaged and we have to bail out over Japan?
Well, in that situation, I can't tell you what you should do.
What would you do, Colonel?
I wasn't built to be a prisoner. So I would have my crew bail out. I'd find the sweetest military target I could and drive my plane right smack into the middle of it and kill as many of those bastards as I possibly could. But that's just me.
I'm 45 years old. I'm an old man. You guys have your whole lives ahead of you. So what you do is up to you.
Mission will launch in a couple of hours. You'll stay right in here. Stay here. Don't talk to them. They won't talk to you. Pretend to type whatever information we pass you. That's it.
This is Orphan Annie from Radio Tokyo. Orphan Annie boys in the South Pacific. Watch out. The enemy will get you.
Maybe she's right.
Japs transmitting! Japs transmitting! Captain, radar reports Japanese patrol boats, range of 400 yards.
How many yards?
400 yards in closing, sir.
Richards, Japs, 400 yards, let's go! Admiral Halsey's ordering the cruisers to open fire!
We gotta sink these Jap boats before they give away our position.
Go to General Quarters! They reported our position.
We're supposed to launch 400 miles away. How far are we now?
624 miles.
Jesus.
What do you want to do?
624. I don't know. Colonel, I don't know if the planes can carry enough fuel to make it to China.
Now. We launch now.
Army pilots, man your planes. Man your planes.
They're shooting at something.
Colonel, we're too far out to make it. These planes need more fuel, but if they're too heavy, they might not get off the deck.
Listen, I want you to strip everything out of this plane you don't need, and I mean now.
Start reflash, let's go!
Add 10 more cans of fuel for each plane! Every plane!
Let's go, let's go! Come on, you guys, get up there!
We're in justification now! What's your favorite gun?
What?
You wanna get off this deck? You give me one of those guns now! It's still too heavy!
Yo, why don't you go to the kitchen, get some broomsticks, cut them down, paint them black, and bring them here.
You're gonna put a broomstick where this gun was.
A broomstick?
Put it in my plane. The plane's gonna be fine. You tell your crew to take it just before they take off, and they're not gonna clear the deck.
We've got broomsticks for tail guns.
Yeah, maybe it'll scare them.
You take care of yourself up there.
Yeah, I will. Danny, be careful. You hear me?
I will. I'll see you, Ray.
Right! On the tip of the sword!
Turning on one!
Turning on two!
You ready for this?
Superchargers low and latch!
Superchargers are low and latch!
We're full into the wind!
More speed! More speed!
Yes, sir.
Yes. What did you find with Lynchon?
Can you assign me this mission, sir?
I want you to do me a favor.
What's that, Colonel?
Pray for both of us.
Let's go!
Tokyo, we have been described as a nation of weaklings and playboys who hire British or Russian or Chinese soldiers to do our fighting for us. Let them repeat that now. Let them tell that to General MacArthur and his men. Let them tell that to the soldiers who today are fighting hard in the far waters of the Pacific. Let them tell that to the boys in the flying fortresses. Let them tell that to the Marines.
That's Japan right there, fellas. Tight down back there. Man, you good?
We're in the enemy's backyard.
All right, look alive back there. I see coastline.
Heads up, boys. Heads up.
Hang your ghost back there.
I'm caught and locked. Get ready, you suckers.
Constructing targets for bombing raid. Open bomb bay doors. Open bomb bay doors.
Ripley, you got a target in sight?
There's 7-3 target in sight.
Clean that up.
Yes, sir.
Try and clean that up.
Get your back at it.
Go check it out. Yeah.
What is it, General?
Colonel Doolittle had to advance his execution order by 12 hours, Mr. President. There'll be no homing beacons. The plane carrying them crashed en route to China. And our bombers may lack the fuel to reach the mainland anyway, sir.
So our boys are flying blind on empty tanks. God help them.
Still not getting a signal.
All ocean, no land. No land and nothing.
How many cans of fuel we got left?
These are all empty!
Is this all you got?
That's all we got, Red!
Red! You better pray for land!
Break radio silence.
Sorry, gentlemen. You're all brave souls.
Among the bravest I've ever had the privilege of flying with.
We're on our own.
This really was a suicide mission.
I can see the coast right now. It's only a few miles out. Follow me.
We're following you, Rafe. We gotta find a soft landing spot.
I'll push it up on two. That one's gonna be a hard landing. Hold on. I see Rice Pad. He's right there. We'll bring it in right here.
Oh, God. Engine, watch that. We're gonna lose engine 20 seconds.
We can make it in. Easy. Put it back and glide it in. Go in on fumes. Jets! We got jet patrols all over the place! There's jets everywhere, James! Land somewhere else! Strap yourself in, boys! We're coming in hard!
We're a dead stick!
Get out of the nose!
Hold on, boys! We're going down! Watch the trees!
They got us pinned down!
Come on!
Danny!
Oh, shit. Anthony.
Close! Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Danny.
Easy.
I've had better landings.
You saved us back here.
Oh. I got something in my neck.
Let me tell you what's up.
Wait, hey, where's Goose?
He's fine. He's right there. Yep.
You're not going to die. Look at me. Listen to me. You ain't going to die. You hear me?
Danny.
Danny, you can't die. You can't die. You know why? Because you're going to be a father, Danny. You're going to be a daddy. I was supposed to do it.
Thank you.
we understand both more and less. This much is certain. Before the Doolittle raid, America knew nothing but defeat. After it, nothing but victory. Japan realized for the first time that they could lose and began to pull back. America realized that she would win and surged forward. It was a war that changed America. Dory Miller was the first Black American to be awarded the Navy Cross, but he would not be the last. He joined a brotherhood of heroes.
That's for all the raiders.
World War II for us began at Pearl Harbor, and 1,177 men still lie entombed in the battleship Arizona. America suffered, but America grew stronger. It was not inevitable. The times tried our souls, and through the trial, we overcame.
And the dreams we left behind, I'll be glad, 'cause I was blessed to get to have you in my life. When I look back on these days, I'll look and see your face. You were right there for me. Play.